Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our hearts. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Well, happy last week of October. That didn't last long, did it? What's happening in your part of the world? Falling leaves? Cooler temps? Pumpkins? All of the above here, and I'm not sad about that. Charlotte is finally getting the memo that it's fall. So we're wrapping up our Growing Up, Moving On month this week, and I think it's only appropriate to end on the note that many of us struggle with the most maybe in life, and quite honestly, it takes some growing up to get to it. Setting boundaries. Yep, that thing we know we need to do, but it's pretty hard to actually do them. In fact, we can give the speech to others, I think, tell them all day long how they need to set boundaries, but setting them ourselves is actually a much harder thing. So we're going to talk about what that looks like on the show all week. So we're talking boundaries all week on the show, and right off the bat, I want to tell you that Henry Cloud wrote a fantastic book called Boundaries some years ago that I always recommend to people struggling with this, and we'll link that resource in the show notes. It's really a good one to get, whether you're struggling with it right now or not. It's just good for all of us, so look into that. But not too long ago, I posted a graphic on social media that said this: there's room in your heart for everyone, but there's not room in the car. Now, people had a strong reaction to it. They loved it. They related to it. And also some had some questions about it that involved things like this. Well, wait, if we're Christians, aren't we supposed to love everyone and serve everyone? And are we supposed to set boundaries, really, as a believer called to be like Jesus? I totally understood where those folks that said that were coming from, and I think it's important to address it. But first, I want to say this about setting boundaries in general. Boundaries exist so that we don't crash and burn. It really is, I think, the alternative and the only healthy one, in my opinion. The reason why I believe so strongly in setting healthy boundaries is because it's important for both the boundary setter and the boundary receiver. Here's what I mean. First of all, it's important for the boundary setter because of the word capacity. First of all, we aren't Jesus, right? We know that, yes? Yes, we should always strive to be like him, but we will never be him because we were created human, not supernatural. So our capacity can never be to be omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent like him. So while we emulate his character, we cannot try to replicate his abilities. I hope that clarification makes some sense. So while he does not have capacity, God does not have capacity. We do. And he wants and expects us to operate within the confines of human capacity and leave the rest up to him, which really brings me to point number two, which is healthy boundaries are also for the boundary receiver, even though they may not appreciate them at the time and they may not see them as such. But they are, because our boundaries, which is really our limit and our lack, drives the boundary receiver to a limitless God. They might not seek him any other way. And so if we have helped them and been present for them to our greatest ability as unto God, which we should be, I believe, but then we simply can do no more. That's when we know and they can know, okay, now God has to go the rest of the way and do all this other that we physically cannot do, that no human can do, that no human can answer, and no human can physically help. And that's important for them as well as for us. Listen, there's room for everyone in our heart. Always be inclusive in our ready willingness to serve and accept all. But there's not room for everyone in our car, which really just means that we need to be more selective with our travel companions, because let's face it, there's only so much room in the car. We only have so much capacity for relationship intimacy and those things necessary to make the long road with kindreds. And that's not being exclusive. That's not being unkind. That's being wise. That's using our life for ministry and drawing strength from the close company of the few, which, by the way, is exactly what Jesus did when he was here on the earth as well. So feel affirmed in that space. Our five-word prayer today is this: help me honor my capacity. So important. Yes, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been the Five Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. I love you. I love Jesus most. He is everything, and may he be your everything today. You've been listening to the Five Word Prayers Daily. Hey, I'd love to come and speak at your church or event. You can find out all the speaking information at lisawhittle.com. Just plug in your request there, and maybe I'll see you at your church.